Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daflam and Rav Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we're learning about include a continuation of the Isser Stam Yenim Aser Ba'anah Midrabanan. Wine that belongs to an Akum is forbidden in all benefits Midrabanan because, as Rashi explains, Dil Menasche, there's concern that the Akum might have poured the wine for Avodah Zarah, which, if he did, becomes Aser Ba'anah Midrabanan. Gilui, one may not drink certain liquids that were left uncovered because there is a concern that a snake drank from it and injected some of its poisonous venom into it. Yain mevushal imbei mishum gilui. For cooked wine, there is no concern for gilui. The machlik is regarding yain mazig tuva, whether for fully diluted wine there is a concern for gilui. All agree regarding mazig v'loy mazig, for semi-diluted wine, there is a concern for gilui. The machlik is Rabbi Shmuel regarding be'ar ma, be'ar malta, whether one may drink water from a non-Jew or a Jewish widow. Do we assume that they cover that water or not? The Gemara lists 8 liquids for which there is no concern for gilui. Also, shleisha mini erosein. There are 3 types of venom that snakes inject into food and drink. Shalbacher, shekeya, the strong venom of the young snake sinks to the bottom. Shalbeinini mefafeya, the average venom of a middle-aged snake remains in the middle. The shalzakin, tzaf, the weak venom of an old snake floats on top. And therefore, if a barrel was left uncovered, one may not drink from any portion of the barrel.